Dear friends, family of light, welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. This is Sonia. The legacy teachings from Master Sunyata Saraswati is my way to honor him and share his teachings with you. Master Sunyata received the grace, the spiritual transmission without words, from Paramahansa Yogananda. Sunyata dedicated his life to his students around the world, helping and guiding each one of us in the spiritual path. It is my duty and joy to share them with you. My dear friends, family of light, welcome. Welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. This is Sonia. Today, we are remembering Master Sunyata Saraswati, Goswami Sunyata Saraswati. My dear beloved teacher, a teacher that has opened my heart to learn different modalities, to be open to understand that even if we learn different things, even if we are from different backgrounds, from different places on earth, we are all the same. We are all children of the same God. We are all children of the star. We are all children coming to this earth to experience pain, to experience joy, but most of all, to understand that the only thing that works the world and creation is love. Love. Only for love, unconditional love and nothing else. 8 years ago, as today, Master Sunyata left his body, and I do think it was his decision. He was not that old of a man, but he decided it was time to go. The students, we that were around him at the later times, when he decided it was time to close this adventure, this trip, we knew he was preparing. Every single movement, every single breath, every single thought were in preparation of this change, of this new time of awareness. Students that were not around him physically knew that this time was coming, and they knew when the time came. He made sure that everybody knew that he was leaving, but he was leaving only the physical body and not us. Master Sunyata left, to me at least, for me, he was a powerful teacher, a powerful example of how and what a teacher is and what a teacher must do for his student. I still miss him dearly, and I still feel his presence. But most of all, now with all these difficulties that we as a human race are going through, his words resonate in me, even with more power. It is only love and unconditional love for no other gain that makes the difference when you teach, when you do anything in life. Unfortunately, I am witnessing things that I do not like to witness in teachers. I want to take this opportunity, this occasion, to remind students of any modality, students of any kind of energy work, wherever you are. Doesn't matter what part of the world you are. Your teacher is the one that has to support you, that has to guide you. You must feel safe with your teacher, woman or man, doesn't matter. You must feel safe, and you should not do anything for your teacher that is not making you feel proper, secure, loved, and understood. Energy work is a powerful tool. It is a powerful tool that has to be used and activated only through love, only with joy and with the understanding that energy work comes from God, from the Creator. If we abuse this, it's not from the Creator, it's not from pure love. So today, remember in Master Sunyata, I want each student and any person that listens to this podcast to please understand that if your guru, your master, your teacher makes you feel uncomfortable or does things that do not resonate with you, it is your duty that you just get up and leave. That's not a teacher of energy that comes from love. So I want to remember Master Sunyata as a very beautiful soul. His teachings were very powerful, and he was always humble. Humble to have students with him, and humble to be able to share knowledge. It is always a privilege to share what we know, what we have learned through years with students that are willing to understand, that are willing to take their time and do the effort to learn and apply the teachings. But as I said, these classes, these workshops, these teachings always come from love. I want to read just a few words from Master Sunyata, and Master Sunyata Saraswati says, as we and all others move on, we enrich the earth so that all others and ourselves thrive and multiply, fertilize and be fertilized with our remains, descend to root and rise to the peaks and all between. We are never gone. We live in all things, so too all things live in us. We sprang from our remains and have not gone, only changed. Moving on tells us we are still here. We cannot prolong life nor prevent moving on. We're only here. And here we desire, obtain, and change. Desire with empiric greed, obtain for fear of lack and change, as all else continues to change. As nature devours itself in the process of change, we too are also devoured as we devour else. No matter the form, we still desire, obtain and change. We are the product of ourselves and all else and all others. And I keep quoting Master Sunyata about change. What is change? And he says, a changing of state requires elimination of species. Elimination of species makes room for new species and change. New species are only reconstitute former species. Unimportant is the species. Only experience, understand the experience, value the change, savor the change, enjoy the change, and change and change again and again. You live in illusion, and the appearance of things, there is a reality. You are the reality, but you do not know it. If you wake up to that reality, You will know that you are nothing, and being nothing, you are everything. Powerful words to simplify that we are one, and we come and go from this earth over and over again until we do understand that we are one and we are part of the nothing. And being part of the nothing is being part of the all. I wish my dear teacher, Master Sunyata Saraswati, farewell. And even if his physical body is not here, his presence is always felt, is always needed. It is always here. My dear friends, I hope these few words have opened your heart, opened your mind, to make sure that when you choose your teacher, you choose well. And if you have found a teacher that is not good for you, please just move on. Do not worry about titles, do not worry about anything else but your well-being and the love for what you do. Until next time, be well. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Bye. I hope you have enjoyed the show. If you have suggestions, questions, or like to propose topics to be discussed, please contact me through my webpage, energyhealingarts.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe.